Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Joining me at WGN Radio, beautiful studios for the Technori Live Podcast, we've got Joel Pollack from Percent Pledge. Joel is in here to talk about a bunch of things. Obviously, Percent Pledge kind of lends itself to letting you know that it's about giving back. Technori has always had sort of a mission-based approach to it, although if you ask some of our sponsors, they would tell you we'd be better off if we were a foundation, but you know what? Sometimes our bottom line looks like a foundation, but it's not. We're actually a for-profit company, but I do want to add sort of that nonprofit element. And I think a lot of companies out there are not dissimilar from me. If you look at, I don't know, any single metric that that Glassdoor or any other place has about workplace culture, it comes down to where do we get involved? Where do we give back? What's your mission? What are you trying to do? How do you improve the world you live in and work for? And there's like always this weird problem. So if like for me personally, when I first talked to Joel, I was looking at this thing and like, we want to get behind a bunch of different initiatives. One in particularly close to me is the STEM, and particularly for girls in early education related to STEM. And then obviously like being in Chicago and us trying to build the Chicago tech community up, CPS is a huge deal. And how do we give back there? But for other businesses, they already are giving away millions and millions of dollars to something else. And so when I have them on the show or I call them up and say, hey, we want to do this special event for this to raise awareness or money, they're like, you know, awesome. We love it. We'd love to participate and help you. But we're already dumping millions of bucks, not dumping, that's a bad word, putting millions of dollars into other initiatives. And that leaves me kind of stymied. And so what's the answer to that? It turns out it might be a thing called Percent Pledge. And so Joel is joining me here in studio to talk a little bit about Percent Pledge. But also, I think in general, to give us kind of a rundown on how Technori might be able to partner with Percent Pledge so that companies that come in the show can find one single platform to donate their money and their time or whatever else it is. So, Joel, I appreciate you taking the time and joining me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So why don't we do the elevator pitch off the top? What is Percent Pledge?
Sure. Percent Pledge is a giving and engagement platform, and we help companies engage with and really retain their purpose-seeking talent that is looking for a way to make the world a better place while at work. And with Percent Pledge, they're able to donate some X percent of their monthly take-home or budget to causes that they're passionate about. It all takes about 3 minutes for the employee. We want to make it as easy as possible on them to sign up, or as we call it, make the pledge. And from that point, we then provide them personalized reports on where that monthly donation is going, the impact it's making, and provide them tools to engage, galvanize their network, other colleagues to do the same. So it's really all about helping these organizations engage with their teams, and all about helping these employees make giving a habit, a part of their lives. You know, not something we do when our buddy's running a marathon or the person outside of Whole Foods tracks you down with the clipboard. How do we make it a part of our lives?
I always let the guys at Whole Foods and or Mariano's with the clipboard selling hot dogs catch me. The other ones, not so much. But if they're selling hot dogs, they pretty much got me. A dollar dog is the best way to get my attention. That's just like an FYI. If you're a startup trying to pitch a Technori, don't email me. Don't cold email, Facebook message. Just show up at my door with a hot dog, and that's probably the fastest way in, and I'll also die of a heart attack in about a year. But regardless, there are safer ways to give back, and one of them is Percent Pledge. And so why don't you walk me through... We were going to do this on a phone call, which I've continually missed because I'm an absentee landlord.
I should have brought the hot dog.
Yeah, you should have brought the hot dog. We'd have been in business. Walk me through the platform. Walk me through how I use this, whether it's me, Technori, or it's another company. What does it look like?
Sure. So, you know, like a recent partnership of ours was with Spot Hero. So yep. In that case,
great start, by the way. Yeah. Great start. People can donate on Percent Pledge underneath Lower Wacker now due to their relationship with Waze. Just a little news I'm dropping. That's all.
Yeah. And so how it works is that we customize, we white label the platform for giving companies. So they get a turnkey giving solution that looks and feels like it's coming from them to their team. And we launch it with the organization, typically, you know, introducing it to the employees, and an employee is able to then go on the, you know, at Spot Hero, for instance, the Spot Hero Percent Pledge platform, and we've done a lot of the homework up front and then cover a lot of the back end work. And so up front, when we were getting going, everything we kept hearing, especially from young professionals, was, you know, I don't know where to start when it comes to giving. Am I going to make a big enough impact if I'm not writing a five-figure check?
Yep.
What does this mean for my taxes? Where's the money going? And So what we
did, the last one being kind of a big one.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so what we did is built everything kind of along three pillars. So trust, simplicity, and transparency. And so for that trust component, not knowing where to start, a lot of that is research. So we did it, went out and did a lot of that research and looked across all the vetting sites as well as looking at organizations 990s and found and partnered with top rated nonprofits. And then to make that simpler, what we did is we grouped them into what we call our cause portfolios, sort of like charity mutual funds. And so an employee is able to come on and pick their passions, pick which of these causes they're passionate about, whether it's women's empowerment or veterans or animals, environment. And a lot of people actually pick multiple. And then we take them through this quick process of figuring out what their right percent pledge is. So based on their monthly take-home budget, we say, okay, here's what your 1% pledge would be. We're going to start you off at zero, though, and let you sort of, this is the gamified part, pick and choose and add half percents here and there to the causes you care about. And as you do that, we show you some sort of tongue-in-cheek animations on what you might have to be giving up. So maybe it's one less coffee a week, yep, or one less drink at the bar each month, as well as what you'd be creating using real impact stats from our partners. And from there, once you've gotten your perfect percent pledge, then it's just putting, you know, linking a bank account or credit card, what have you, you're done. So again, takes about 3 minutes or so. And then we then get to work again with our partners tracking, and they serve as all of our content generators, showing you exactly what they're up to, how they're furthering their missions, how they're putting your pledge to work, because you deserve to know that you're now actively a part of them furthering their mission.
So walk me through your own model, though. So like on this, obviously you guys have to, you know, pay the bills. Mm-hmm. And from a platform standpoint, you're integrating with a bunch of people, which actually essentially, rather than you trying to integrate with them, they're actually integrating with you. You're creating a platform to make it easier for them. I think the number one question that I would have had prior to percent pledge is going to be ultimately, how are we going to solve the problem of not knowing where my money's going and how it all works? That seems to be like the biggest problem for me is like, I'd love to give back to a lot of things. I hear all kinds of opportunities to give back, but it seems like it just never ends. There's this never ending list of it, and you never know where the hell it goes after you do your pledge. So walk me through how you're able to manage all of that stuff, but also manage to make sure you guys are making a profit and sustainable so that my efforts, you know, integrating as a company with you is not going to have to happen again.
Absolutely. And you're correct to that kind of flip of integrating with us almost. You know, when we were getting going, I went out and just did a round of 40 deep dive qualitative interviews with companies of different sizes. And we tend to focus on companies that are about 50 to 500 employees. And they said, this is great, but it can't disrupt our current systems or be some sort of large integration. And so the platform just sits right next to, and we customize, sits right next to existing HR. And in terms of how we then keep the lights on, we have a service fee on the platform. So 95% of everyone's pledge, which is intentionally a very high number because we hold our partners as well, these charities, to a high standard, goes directly to these organizations. That remaining 5% is a mix of our service fee and transaction fee. So it ends up being about 2.5, 2.5, or 2 to 3.
So for success for you guys, you need to have high volume, essentially, which is why the business model for you guys is like, this is interesting because we've had this conversation with other types of businesses, not necessarily in the giving space, but just in general. And there's always this like inclination to be like, this impacts everyone, let's go B2C. But then they realize quickly, like, it's actually much easier to get B2C through B2B. Get all the big companies, let them do their stuff through Spot Hero, and then when they want to give stuff on their own, they can jump on their account on their own.
Exactly. And so it also helps, given that we're, you know, a recurring subscription giving,
yep,
it's that gets the snowball rolling quite nicely. And, you know, we're, I knock on wood here on your desk, about 8-9 months into things now, haven't had a single user churn yet. And so that retention is really because of that transparency piece. And how that model works is that it's based on the agreements we have with our partner charities. It's, hey, you know, we've researched and vetted your organization. We believe in the work that you're doing. We're going to feature in this platform and drive recurring dollars, which are the type that nonprofits love because they can then plan and forecast, sure, with those. And in return, though, you have to provide us content, updates, data, program recaps, everything that we need so that we can then
properly market you.
Exactly. And properly give our users that transparency. And so that is a you know, intensive process on the back end for us, but it's really the special sauce so far. It's the most important thing to us. If we can't deliver on that transparency piece, then you looking at your bank statement 3 months in, you have no reason to keep doing this. You're going to say, oh, I'm giving, you know, I don't know where that's going. And you'll just stop.
So that was actually my next question. It's like, in this particular case, it's a possibility that you could be able to get out of this. Let's say you've been giving and decided, you know what, I lost my job or whatever. Like, how does the pledge part of this work? Because one thing that it's both good and bad. It's good for me as the giver and that I have some ability to get out of this if needed. It's bad for me in the sense that sometimes, you know, bad stuff happens to good people and you're in a situation where, you know, you've got to stop giving what you're given. So how does that work?
We haven't encountered that too often, but really it's a month-to-month thing. So it's not like there's any sort of contract, right? So if you, you know, God forbid, fall on hard times or maybe you get a demotion or what have you, then...
It's most likely a demotion in this case.
Okay. Just saying. Then you can always, you just go into the platform and say you'd like to either suspend or cancel your pledge, and that next month it's no longer, that donation's not processed. Or we've had instances where... Maybe you're going on a sabbatical or whatnot, or maybe going to grad school, and you want to lower your pledge because now your cost structure is a bit different. And you can just go into your dashboard and lower it, and that way you're still giving in some way, still making that impact, but maybe your financial situation has changed.
Very cool. I've caught a lot of, I guess, the news of attention that you guys have been causing. Spot Hero is one of many of the companies you guys have lined up. Give me a quick, you know, rundown. Who are some of the people who are operating with you guys, and how does Technori join that group?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really a big focus on Chicago. And you know, the places like Chicago Inno and Built In have been great in giving us some coverage, as well as Technori. Yep. And so in addition to Spot Hero, you know, there's organizations like Spikeball, who you probably see them at North Ave Beach all the time, as well as 1871 itself, its team, and hopefully soon the community. We work out of there and as well have brought the platform to their team. We're actually going to be doing a little thing there tomorrow with a new partner of ours. We're, in order to provide some companies a local option, we're launching a Chicago cause portfolio with some organizations doing work really right here in the community that we vetted over the last couple of months. And we're launching that in September. And one of those organizations, Hope for the Day, who works with Dark Matter Coffee, they have a coffee shop called Sip of Hope. We're going to be in at 1871 with them talking about September now being Suicide Prevention Month, their work, especially given that arena of the startup life being a high stress environment, focusing on mental health is quite important. And then hopefully now soon working with Technori to help the entire organization, the guests that come on.
Yeah, we would love to figure out a way to add this to the site so that people, you know, we've got some great metrics. You got the, you know, billion plus raise in venture capital, hundreds and hundreds of alumni company. Almost 5,000 people have gotten jobs as a result of Technori Showcase and stuff. We'd love to add a new metric there and be the millions of dollars given back to charities as a result of the people who've come on the show. So we're going to work with you to try to set that up. And you know, to your last point, I mean, it's a timely matter with Suicide Prevention Month. May I recommend you reach out to our friend John Vincent, the Ditka's perform singer, the Frank Sinatra. I guess he's like the greatest Frank Sinatra, you know, mock singer that there is on the planet. Louis Armstrong also sang at our wedding, which is incredible. But he's most notable for singing the national anthem for the Bears games as well as for the Cubs games. So that's a big issue for him. So maybe reach out to him on social media, and I suspect you'll get a response from him. So this is really cool, Joel. I appreciate all the stuff that you guys have put together for this. It's a weird issue to exist, but it is one nonetheless. Chicago, you know, we work with like Thrive Chicago. We work with formerly KCure and now known as Relativity, trying to help in the, I guess what's the right word, the giving world, if you want to call it that. And the problem that always exists is, you know, who are we giving money to and who wants the credit for it? Right. And that is a major problem that actually stops more giving than anything. And so to have a platform where everyone can get on and give back to wherever they want to give back and take the credit or don't, is a great, great deal. So where do people go to learn more about joining the Percent Pledge? How do they make the pledge?
Absolutely. So percentpledge.org is where you or I, anyone off the street, could go and make the pledge individually, or as we've talked about here, through their employer is probably the best way to do so. So there's some materials on the site as well, the platform where companies can reach out, and it typically takes probably about 2 weeks to a month to just get everything going. It's really fast and easy. We're all about simplicity. So percentpledge.org is the best place to learn more and contact us.
Very cool. Joel, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks.
You can catch this episode of More at technore.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snap, everything else, probably Elo even. I don't even know. At Technore, you can follow me at Katoon. Send me random DMs and talk about how you don't like my show or ask questions for our next coming up guests. And of course, check out our blogs and other stuff at technore.com. Boom. That's a wrap.